This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Heavy rain is impacting parts of the Front Range. The Aurora Fire Department says water has caused some vehicles to stall at I-70 and E-470. Eastern parts of Larimer County are under a flash flood warning until 4:30. That includes Fort Collins. Intense rain could cause dangerous flash flooding in creeks and streams, streets and underpasses. Meanwhile, officials say a life-threatening situation is developing in and around the Cameron Peak burn scar. People in the area are warned to seek higher ground immediately. The storms could help clear up smoke from several large wildfires in Canada that's made its way to parts of northeastern Colorado. State health authorities have issued an air quality alert for today. City pools and rec centers could get some help from the state to hire more lifeguards. Governor Jared Polis says he's expanding a program that helps cities waive all training fees for new guards. While visiting a pool in North Glen, he said many communities are still dealing with staff shortages.
We want to address that head on before we get to the heat of summer so the pools can extend their hours and give everybody the opportunity to swim and have fun.
Cities can apply to the grant program through this week. Lifeguard training typically takes a few weeks and many communities are still hiring for summer. The Denver Museum of Nature and Science is closing its North American Indian Cultures Hall. It's been open since the 1970s. The museum cited harmful stereotypes and problematic narratives about indigenous cultures and communities that the hall reinforced over the decades. Officials felt they could not fix those problems. The museum says it hopes to reimagine its best practices for presenting indigenous history. This is CPR News.